TOPS, TOPS, stood for Total Operations Processing Systems. It was one of the first computer systems to be used by British Rail and was basically for the control and the movement of freight vehicles. Initially, each wagon or vehicle used to have a small card with information punched in holes in this card. And the information carried on this card included the number, where and when it was made, the size of the wagon, the type of wagon, what it could be loaded with, and later details were added if it had been involved in an accident or examination or had any defect at all. So that was basically the system. When a train, for instance, left Scunthorpe, each card from the loco was fed into a central system, and it was therefore possible for anyone on British Rail to plug into the system, see where a particular train was, where a particular wagon was, how it was loaded, what it had got on it, where it was going, and in fact, you know, where it was at any one particular time. The system itself had been copied from a system which was operating in America, and so therefore we were able to sort of, you know, have the advantage of seeing what their problems were, if there were any. There was some basic training given, but generally speaking, it was, you know, sort it out as you go along. It seems strange to say that maybe in today's sort of atmosphere, but that was basically the way we went on. It was an advancement, you know, it was a great advantage to people to be able to identify where a train was and what it was loaded with. It certainly was. Going back to the olden days, perhaps they did it by a lot by word of mouth over the telephone and things like that, which not very accurate, but it was more professional in the fact that, say, you know, a train could be fixed up and sent. You've got the right type of wagons for the right sort of job. Say, for instance, somebody in Wales wanted some steel coil. It was possible then for people to a lot more easily arrange for a particular train carrying a particular product. I will add that at Scunthorpe at that time, I mean, the place was a thriving steel town. I mean, it really was. I remember the day that the TOPS system was instigated at Scunthorpe because it was necessary for everything to stop. All the staff involved went round and collected every freight vehicle number on its type, and as I say, was punched into these little cards originally. It's done differently nowadays, but there were at that particular day that the system was started, there were over 5,000 freight wagons in the Scunthorpe area, believe it or believe it not.